About 60 people, mostly students, attended the forum co-hosted by the ACLU and the University of Tampa Human Rights Think Tank. Joyce Hamilton-Henry, Mid-Florida ACLU director, is one of the delegates who will present a review to the UN of U.S. human rights violations. She said the disenfranchised have held up their part of the agreement, but the U.S. is not.
To the extent that they have rehabilitated their life, and number one, they're having a hard time getting a job because of having a past felony conviction. They have difficulty getting federal loans. They're not eligible. They have problems with housing. You know, these are among the collateral consequences. So we feel that the U.S. is still violating the one person, one vote. And we want the U.S. to be held accountable. And when we say accountable, we want them to say to the Human Rights Committee what they will do to fix this problem within this country.
Speaking yesterday at a separate event in Ybor City, Florida Member of Congress Kathy Castor said the state's record on disenfranchisement violates the Constitution, and she would consider joining a lawsuit to compel the state to restore the rights of ex-felons.
We all have the privilege of living in the state of Florida that has, unfortunately, the worst record on restoration of civil rights. In fact, former Governor Crist made some improvements and expedited the restoration of rights. The current governor and cabinet rescinded that. I think it has reached a point now where it, first, it's one of those questions you'll need to ask next election that it's going to, I don't think, hopefully we won't see much drop off in turnout next time because the issues are so crystal clear. But it's one of those issues you need to ask candidates about. But I think it's risen to the point now that it is a violation of equal protection of the United States Constitution. The way it is being implemented in Florida, it is so severe compared to every other state, just about every other state across the country, that I'd like to work with NAACP and with other organizations to organize a legal effort to address it.
Back at the University of Tampa panel discussion, FAMU law professor Patricia Broussard said because federal law trumps state law, it will be up to Congress to put teeth back in the Voting Rights Act after a partial overturn by the U.S. Supreme Court. But she's not holding her breath.
If the Supreme Court said the reason why we are knocking down this section of the Voting Rights Act is because it's not precise enough, it doesn't have the precision, it's over-inclusive and it's under-inclusive, it includes some jurisdictions that it shouldn't and it doesn't include jurisdictions that it should, if that is in fact what the problem is, the remedy is to legislate and to fix the formula so that it can once again become part of the Voting Rights Act. But short of Congress acting, I don't know what else could be done.
Undoubtedly, one of the issues addressed in the UN review of U.S. human rights violations will be the death penalty. Currently, the state of Florida has 404 inmates on death row. Mark Elliott, executive director of Floridians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty, said the death penalty is a flagrant human rights violation.
When you can kill a prisoner who's locked up in a cage, tie them to a gurney, tie them to a cross-shaped gurney, and poison them to death or electrocute them, whatever you do to kill them, when you can do that, it's the gate that all the other abuses come through. So there's not going to be real rehabilitation, not going to be anything for anyone as long as the death penalty is out there as something that's talked about as being humane and dignified, which the killing of a well-secured captive prisoner by the government can never be humane, no matter how it's carried out.
The United Nations Human Rights Committee will deliberate on the status of human rights in the United States on the 17th and 18th of October. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Tampa.